Arthur glanced around, half expecting to see someone making an American Express commercial. Zaphod lurched into Ford, who lurched back into Zaphod.
"Wowee!" said Zaphod.
"Zappo!" said Ford. "My great-granddaddy must have really screwed up the computer's works, you know," said Zaphod. "I told it to take us to the nearest place to eat, and it sends us to the end of the universe. Remind me to be nice to it one day."
He paused.
"Hey! Everybody's here, you know? Everybody who was anybody."
"Was?" said Arthur.
"At the end of the universe, you have to use the past tense a lot," said Zaphod, "because everything's been done, you know? Hi, guys," he called out to a nearby party of giant iguana life forms. "How did you do?"
"Is that Zaphod Beeblebrox?"
asked one iguana of another iguana.
"Oh, I think so,"
replied the second iguana.
"Well, doesn't that just take the biscuit?" said the first iguana.
"Funny old thing, life," said the second iguana.
"It's what you make it,"
said the first, and they lapsed back into silence. They were waiting for the greatest show in the universe.
"Hey, Zaphod," said Ford,
grabbing for his arm and, on account of the third pan-galactic gargle blaster, missing. He pointed a swaying finger.
"There's an old mate of mine," he said. "Hot Black Desiato. See the man at the platinum table with the platinum suit on?"
Zaphod tried to follow Ford's finger with his eyes, but it made him feel dizzy. Finally, he saw.
"Oh, yeah,"
he said. Then recognition came a moment later.
"Hey," he said, "did that guy ever make it mega big? Wow, bigger than the biggest thing ever, other than me."
"Who's he supposed to be?" asked Trillian.
"Hot Black Desiato?"
said Zaphod in astonishment.
"You don't know? You never heard of Disaster Area?"
"No," said Trillian, who hadn't.
"The biggest," said Ford. "Loudest."
"Richest," suggested Zaphod. "Rock band in the history of..."
He searched for the word.
"History itself,"
said Zaphod.
"No,"
said Trillian.
"Zowie,"
said Zaphod.
"Here we are at the end of the universe, and you haven't even lived yet. What did you miss out?"
He led her off to where the waiter had been waiting all this time at the table. Arthur followed them, feeling very lost and alone. Ford waded off through the throng to renew an old acquaintance.
"Hey, Hot Black," he called out. How you doing? Great to see you, big boy. How's the noise? Oh, you're looking great. Really very, very fat and unwell. Amazing."
He slapped the man on the back and was mildly surprised that it seemed to elicit no response. The pan-galactic gargle blasters swilling round inside him told him to plunge on regardless.
"Remember the old days," he said. "We used to hang out, right? The Bistro Illegal, remember? A Slim's Throat Emporium? The Evil Drone Boozer Armour? Great days, eh?"
Hot Black Desiato offered no opinion as to whether they were great days or not. Ford was not perturbed and sat down heavily on the chair facing Hot Black Desiato.
What's that number you do?"
he said, unwisely grabbing at a bottle for support and tipping it over, into a nearby glass as it happened. Not to waste a happy accident, he drained the glass.
"That really huge number," he continued. "How's it go? Boom, 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 something. And in the stage act you do, it ends up with this ship crashing right into the sun. And you actually do it!"
Ford crashed his fist into his other hand to illustrate this feat graphically. He knocked the bottle over again.
"Ship! Sun! Wham! Bang!" he cried. "I mean, forget lasers and stuff. You guys are into solar flares and real sunburn. Oh, and terrible songs."
His eyes followed the stream of liquid glugging out of the bottle onto the table. Something ought to be done about it, he thought.